Good to have the big Sean Darcy in the studio. He's not playing at the moment, getting over knee injury, but
He's loving rehab on the grape line.
Yeah, that's it.
That you're on back running, in particular on the Ultra G.
Yeah, so run twice this week at 85% body weight and then get going Friday, hopefully 90-95%.
Can you tell everyone about the machine itself?
So it's a treadmill, basically, that you zip yourself up to, and it puts pressure and creates air, so you're not running at your full body weight. So it's pretty cool.
Let's talk about your full body weight. It is less. It is less. You are looking svelte.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Do you know how much you've dropped?
Yeah, a bit. Yeah, it was a goal of mine after my ankle surgery to not come back as heavy, and so there's not much.
So are you spewing, therefore, that the footy record no longer publishes players' weight?
Yeah. But mine hasn't changed since I've been drafted there either. So
it
stays the same every year.
I think that's one of the most stupidest things I think they've ever come up with.
Like, what, fair dinkum. They're dropping the weight.
They don't put it in the the record anymore.
Yeah,
because people, well, who's going to get offended over that?
Yeah,
I don't have much of a weight. 87.
So when are they going to start saying listing height as offensive?
Yeah,
as well?
Yeah. Oh, it's too. Yeah,
I remember. Well. Sean gets height shamed all the time,
People don't realise, though, because people just think, oh, like tall people, you know, you've had a life of being called big fella, firstly. And then also, how many webs have you walked through?
Yeah, a couple.
Yeah.
How's the weather up there?
How's the weather up there?
Like get things off the high shelves for people in supermarkets.
Yeah, I've been talking to Das about his recovery, and just because it blows my mind how you can, like, go to training and then come home and then do more on your own back, and that blows my mind. Mm-hmm. And Das was telling me about how he's got a exercise bike set up and he watches, you know, something on TV and does that. But then you've got an ice bath at home. Tell everyone about purchasing your ice bath. What happened?
Yeah, so I got this like fiberglass bin sort of thing that that I purchased as an ice bath, and I was after surgery. I think I was a bit high from the drugs, and I thought I was buying it from Australia, but it was from America. So it was like $800 Australia. I was like, oh, that's a really good deal.
That's but a then good deal.
Ended up being $1,500 to
plus shipping.
Is it the right size for you, big man?
No, it's a proper XL. Like, it's a really good one. But yeah, I was like, what? Oh, I couldn't work it out.
How much do you have to spend on ice to?
So I have a freezer machine that
you've got your own.
I like from the fridge. Yeah.
No, you just plug it into
the wall. Oh, you plug it in and it just cools it right down.
We bought a fridge freezer, so a chest freezer, which we use. Yes. You just plug that in, but bloody electricity bill goes through the roof. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it is a bit pricey, but that's all right.
Lucky you with Pleco.
Yeah. That's right. The other thing is that when you have... Thank you.
no, thank you, Pleco.
Super plug for Pleco.
In my house, we have a lot of different people come around. The kids bring... And so the water gets so gross.
And you know what? Growing up, remember when your mum would say, you're having bath second? It's like,
And you're the youngest and you get pushed
and
in
like,
the last.
You're just in a pool of your brother's filth.
Yes. Yeah.
Why was that okay?
And you know they weed in there.
Of course they do. You'd hold on to wee in there.
Das says the Ice Bath XL also serve as a dog washing station for a Great Dane.
No, he hates the water at the moment. I think I've bugged it up by putting him
in the
ocean when he was about 12 weeks. And
Freaked him out.
Yeah, scared a little bit. So we're trying to get him in the pool, but he's not jumping.
He's like, no,
yet.
Thank you.
Let's talk fish fingers. I think it's time.
Also, the Dockers won. That was great. Whatever.
I'm coming back to that.
What is your experience with fish fingers?
Not much.
Did your mum feed them to you when you were a kid?
Not really.
No. This is a generational thing. This is what I mean. These kids that are born with
kids
silver
today,
fish in their mouth.
All eating proper fish.
I grew
fish.
Up on a farm, so we just had beef every...
So did I, and that was it, but we did get the fish fingers from time to time.
Sean's got some in his freezer. And why wouldn't you, Sean? Rolls. Bird's eye, she fish fingers, rolls. 40 for a box. That's a kilo. And they're like, it's like $10 or $12.
Where's
that's
that
a
Costco?
Bargain. That's a Woolworths. And then went straight down to the reviews, Das, as we do to see if they're any good. And this person, Roosters, says, great, the best finger you'll taste.
That's
first
high
review.
Praise.
Five stars.
Happy with it. Happy with it.
I tell you what, you were happy with getting off to a good start over the weekend, beating Brisbane at home.
Yeah, the boys played really well. I was a bit worried about when we're 4 goals to
it was
down,
a tough start, wasn't it, Rocky?
But they were tough. They were strong. They stayed on task the whole time, and few injuries down in the second half, and the boys, yeah, gritted their teeth and played really good footy, and they were really tough, which...
I know it sucks when somebody gets injured, but are you like, oh, I've got a new rehab friend?
Oh, that's exciting.
Not for the big ones. The big ones, like Coxie, who had surgery.
Yeah.
He had surgery a couple of days, and his partner's due pregnant tomorrow, so she's due, her due date's tomorrow. So, and then Oscar, I think he's going into surgery. It killed me because knowing how much work both of those boys had done, and then Carlos was pretty scary, that concussion. So, the boys are looking really good. They're positive. So, hopefully we can cover them and then, get them back and get them fit.
Have you ever been concussed during your career?
Yeah, I've been concussed a couple of times.
Yeah?
Is it because you fell and hit your head on the ground?
Because no one's going to hit you in the head,
surely.
Nader kneed me in the head.
Where was he coming from? Did he jump out of a plane?
He jumped really high. He got me. And then I was picking up a ground ball and got hit by a St. Kilda bloke and was out.
Did you feel concussed? Oh, so you were out.
Yeah,
so
both
but
of them.
The other one? Oh, okay, but you knew.
You were knocked
you were
out.
Yeah. The St. Kilda one, I was woke up on the ground. And then Nader, I was delayed concussion. And I was just, like, real angry after the game. And, I think it was Aaron Sanderland's last game. And I went to the function, his function, and... really loud music, and I was like really dizzy, and I couldn't walk. Went to the toilets and threw up. And
That's serious.
So when someone's got a really bad concussion, as we're seeing a lot of AFL players have, does that sort of what Sean experienced? Does that happen just regularly afterwards? What is it?
Oh, I remember people being sick, which is one.
Yeah, but I know that's directly afterwards.
The long term.
Yeah. Does that you know how people get long COVID? Like, does the effects of what a concussion is? Is that
no?
Carry
it depends
through?
On each individual.
Yeah,
and
which
how
kind of
badly
sucks. There's no predictor, really,
so
is there?
That's the really hard thing that we're finding.
Yeah.
It's not a hamstring that you know 21 days. Yeah. This is what you have to do to get back. Each individual is very different in how they do it. So,
full on.
There was one, I had the bad one that I woke up on the ground. I was good to go the next day, had no lingering effects, no headaches, no nothing. And then the one where I didn't get concussed, like
didn't get knocked out.
I was really bad for a couple of weeks. So, that's the hard thing that we're finding that, that we don't really understand it too much.
But you did say it's not like a hamstring when it's got 21 days, but it actually is like a muscle injury because people recover and have different variations of them if it's a tendon or whatever the case is. So, you know, it's very similar in that fact. You've done this injury and you could be right in a day, but the reality is someone else could be 5 weeks. You've seen the guy, Nathan, is it Brown?
Murphy from Collingwood. Yep.
He hasn't been able to play since the grand final. I mean, they've started the season a couple of weeks ago, but he only just started participating in full contact training, and we're talking months there.
So it's pretty scary. And they're finding out that initially that we said rest was really good for you, but you sort of want to get to doing some light activity to get your blood flow moving to the brain and things like that. So we're finding out that really works. That's something that we've changed in the AFL concussion program. So it's scary. It's a serious issue, and
and the long term effects of what is a big concern over that.
Yeah,
obviously.
Well, the Dockers are up against North Melbourne on Saturday. Quick turnaround, couple of injuries. Hopefully, they can continue.
They played
the run
last week too, North Melbourne. They did pretty well.
It's a really dangerous game, actually, particularly with the injuries. Sean, hope the boys go well.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks,
good guys. On you. Thanks, Darf.